in the movies, there's a whole army of people behind every star, from managers to stylists to publicists to trainers. And if a movie star in a big Hollywood action movie needs to jump out of a helicopter into a field of fire, they, of course, call in the stunt double. Correspondent Jonathan Mitchell visited a stunt double on a set in Los Angeles. You certainly don't know the name Nancy Thurston, but you do know the people she's pretended to be.
Let's see, Reese Witherspoon, Kelly Martin, Sarah Michelle Gellar, just once or twice, Drew Barrymore, Taylor Dane, Natasha Wagner, she was really nice, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Holly Marie Combs, Alex Borstein, you ever watch Mad TV? Joan Rivers, oh my gosh, I got to double Joan Rivers last year, what a hoot. I had a blast working with Joan Rivers. We had to do a fight scene with another guy, that was really fun. Titanic, got to jump off the ship into the water several times down in Rosarito, Mexico. I had to hang off a fire scaffolding and fall backwards. I had to crash through the banister, hit the wall, and then go into a stairfall, and the car hits me and keeps going. They don't stop. You just never know what you're gonna do. One time in a movie called Mean Guns, I had the top of my head on fire. That was exciting. I mean, it's not like you do that every day. It's just something different every day. When I was younger, I saw a high diving show and thought it was pretty exciting, thought I can do it, because I swam and dove for 20 years of my life. I started when I was 5. And watching movies and seeing stunts, I thought that would be exciting. I always wanted to do that. So high diving was my stepping stone, and that's kind of how I got known, was doing high falls, but there's not high falls in every movie, so I tried to practice everything. You know, sometimes you're doing a fight scene, sometimes a stair fall, sometimes you're lit on fire. So the more versatile you are, the better.
So what are we filling up here?
We're filling up an airbag to practice some high falls, and this particular bag is rated to 100 feet, so you can go up to 100 feet and do a fall into it. This particular perch, we have a 20, 30, and 40-foot perch. I'll probably do a couple off the 40. And because it's such a big bag, it just takes a few minutes to blow it up.
So you usually get to meet the people who you double for?
Sometimes. Not always. Like on Charlie's Angels, when we did our big high fall, the actresses weren't there, so I never got to meet her. And sometimes I do get to meet them and work with them. A lot of times, you know, I've asked them, you know, can I take a picture with you? So I have a couple of pictures of people that I've doubled in our wardrobe and our makeup. And, you know, I send copies of those back to my family back in Illinois. They like to know what I'm up to and what I'm doing, who I'm working with. Part of what I consider my job is keeping, like if I'm doubling a particular actress or a kid, my job is to keep them safe, to make their action look good, but keep them free from bumps and bruises. Remember a long time ago, I was working on a film and I had to jump from one rock to another, and there was a good 10 or 12 foot gap down, and about a 6 foot gap wide. And even the girl's very athletic and very strong, but you know, what if the rock crumbled, you know, when I went to push off, you know, what if she, you know, broke her leg or hurt herself, and she's, you know, the main character in the movie, it's not just her out of a job, everybody's out of a job for a while waiting for her to heal.
So what happens when you jump on the back, what happens?
There's flaps on the side. I was going to take you around and show you where the air vents are. These, once I hit, will pop open and release some air. So when I hit it, it's like a cushion, and it absorbs my impact, and air is released on either side of the airbag. If you didn't have that, you would bounce, and it would be kind of like hitting a trampoline. And you'll be hearing it when I come down. Don't worry, you'll hear it getting up the ladder. That's the most work out there, is actually climbing up to where you have to go from. It's basically, yes, getting to know people and you know, say if you need somebody my height and my size, please keep me in mind. But yes, it's all about, you know, networking. Yeah. And it's like a roller coaster, though. There's times where it gets slow. You know, I don't work for a couple of weeks or so. And there's times, like right now, I work on a show called Charmed that I absolutely love. And it's not every week, but it's the season just started again. And I have a day this week. Next week I have two. And it's kind of... it's a surprise every week. You just never know how many days you're going to work, what show you're going to work on. You're kind of constantly on call, and you never know what the coordinator's going to ask you to do. You know, can you, you know, do a high fall at 50 feet? Yeah. Oh, can you do it backwards? Yeah. Can you go through a window? You know? Scream 2. I got to do a high fall in Scream 2. that I do that were really fun, or you know, I'll, you know, definitely call my parents and say, oh, you know, it's going to be on September 3rd. You got to watch this. You know, I got to do some fun, you know, tumbling or get hit by a car. You know, parents love to hear that. Yeah, I got hit by a car. I'll be sure to watch it, Nance. I talk to friends of mine back then. Well, they just kind of scratch their head and they go, you think that's fun? And I go, well, yeah. Don't you? And they laugh at me.
You can give me a 3-2-1 bang and you can shoot me off of here?
Hi. 3-2-1 bang!
Jonathan Mitchell produced that story about stunt person Nancy Thurston. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, talking with Artemis Records chairman Danny Goldberg. As we hear pieces like that, and for the last 10 or 20 years, you know, there's more and more media that shows how it's done, whether it is the making of movies or TV or music. Are consumers of entertainment becoming too knowledgeable so that the kind of innocent thrill of just seeing the show is diminished?
I was wondering the same thing when I was listening to this piece, and I think of my own kids who were really interested in the behind-the-scenes stuff. I know even on, you know, Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, they'll show behind-the-scenes things on movies. I think it's just somehow part of the way that audiences process it now. I don't think it's diminishing the connection. You know, I think people always sort of knew when they were in a movie theater. I mean, there's that one famous exception of Orson Welles doing War of the Worlds on the radio and people actually thinking the Martians had invaded. But that was, you know, an awfully long time ago. I think people kind of knew that Humphrey Bogart wasn't really a gangster. I think that this sort of it's some sort of a weird breaking of the fourth wall that makes the whole thing a little more intimate. I mean, theater, after all, you know, people for hundreds of years could lose themselves in the theater, even though they knew perfectly well that it was a stage. And so I think that the emotional and artistic elements of it still can make you cry or make you laugh or make you scared. But the understanding of the process is somehow makes it more interesting to people. It must, because it's become this phenomenon. When I was growing up, you didn't know all this behind-the-scenes stuff, and now it's just part of the whole way that people learn about entertainment.